The report from the World Food Program says everyone in Gaza is hungry, 93% of the population. But one in four are starving. Stefan Dujarric is a United Nations spokesperson.
More than 500,000 people are facing catastrophic hunger conditions in Gaza. The World Food Program warns that these levels of acute food insecurity are unprecedented in recent history and that Gaza risks famine.
That's because scant food is entering Gaza since Israel's war on Hamas 2.5 months ago. This as lines of aid trucks as far as the eye can see, according to Dublin's Member of Parliament, wait at two border crossings into Gaza due to Israel's holdup over security concerns. An Israeli drone strike also bombed the Palestinian side of the Kerem Abu Salam, or Kerem Shalom, border crossing, just days after opening it, killing workers at the border and further delaying aid that was destined to UNRWA, the United Nations Relief Agency in Palestine. Arif Hussein is chief economist with the World Food Program.
You know, in the world right now, there are about 130,000 people who are in catastrophic levels of hunger, meaning they are starving. In Gaza, more than 500,000. That is four times more. And that is what makes this totally unprecedented.
The World Health Organization says even patients at the remaining hospitals in Gaza are starving. Sean Casey is an emergency medical team coordinator with the WHO. He spoke at a press briefing after visiting two hospitals in Gaza, which he says no longer has a functional hospital.
They're starving. They're dying of thirst. It's too late. We're behind. There is not enough food. Every single person I speak to, everywhere I go in Gaza, is hungry. The time is now. We are dealing with starving people now. Adults. Children, and it's unbearable. Everywhere we go, people are asking us for food. Even in the hospital, I walk around an emergency department. Somebody with an open bleeding wound, open fracture, they ask for food.
A video Casey took from the Al Ahli Hospital shows rubble, a blown out hole in an operating room, and complete destruction of other parts.
How can that hospital function without fuel and when it's coming under attack?
12 people were killed in the attack.
I'm standing in the surgical building of Al-Shifa Hospital, where 2 days ago, this hospital was hit by artillery shells. And you can see the gaping hole in the wall behind me and the absolute destruction from this attack on Gaza's largest hospital and most important healthcare facility. Not only is this the surgical building where normally 20 operating theaters would function, but currently it's home to thousands of internally displaced persons who are coming under attack on the grounds of a hospital. It's completely unacceptable for patients and hospital staff to be unsafe in what should be the safest place for anybody who is in need of care.
All of the hospital buildings are damaged except two buildings where patients are now being kept, the orthopedics ward and a church on the grounds that he describes as an unbearable scene as patients with traumatic wounds struggle with infections. Others having undergone amputations that would be avoidable if medication and equipment were available to them. The UN says that requires a humanitarian pause in fighting, but also the mechanisms in place to deliver the aid where it's needed most. Again, UN spokesperson Dujarric.
While the current scale of supplies entering Gaza falls short of what is required, what is equally crucial is to reestablish the conditions within Gaza that allow for meaningful, efficient, and large-scale humanitarian deliveries. Currently, intense fighting, the lack of electricity, limited fuel, and disrupted telecommunications severely restrict access to loading points and to trucks, as well as to the ability to deliver, prioritize, plan, and coordinate critical operations with civilians bearing the brunt of the suffering that is going on.
Israel says it's in the final stages of clearing out Hamas militants from northern Gaza, but that months of fighting still lay ahead in the south. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA, Pacifica Radio.